We're pretty much done.
Yeah, we were just talking, and I don't know. I don't know if you're ready to talk or if you're still busy or.
No. I'm all set. All right.
I was just saying that I know you have like 20 different jobs that you do. You're like the busiest guy in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, one of the things that I'm, this article that I'm writing, one of the things that I'm trying to get a sense of is, like, you guys do a lot of gigs in Chelsea.
Right.
And we've talked about this a little bit. Like, Chelsea's pretty different from all the other Latino communities in Massachusetts because it's so diverse. You know, like, you have so many people from so many different countries.
Yes.
And it seems like what you guys do musically really kind of pulls together people from all those different countries. You know, you just like the makeup of your own group, the different musicians. You have guys from Guatemala, El Salvador,
yes.
Mexico, Colombia, I think.
Well, at some point we had musicians from Colombia, but they had to move back to Miami because they couldn't put up with the weather.
But in the past we have played with so many different communities, like Spain, Venezuelans, and Puerto Rican guys, Colombian, of course, from different countries, you know.
Well, it just seems, you know, I mean, as a musician myself, I mean, one of the nice things about music is that it seems like it can bring people together, you know.
Yes.
And it seems to me, at least when I watch you play, that's one of the things that happens, just both within your band, but also like when you're playing in the restaurant or at the bar or wherever, you know, you have the ability to relate to a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds.
That's correct.
And do you really see that, you know, like when you're... Is it really that way, or does it just look that way from the rest?
No, it is that way. It doesn't matter where you're from. It's amazing how the music can bring people's attention from, like, I mean, all over the world. I mean, no matter whether you're Chinese or you're Moroccan, or, I mean, it doesn't matter. A lot of people don't understand it, as you know. They don't understand sometimes the music, but they still enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, it's just... I was telling Javier that, you know, I think most people from outside of the Latino community, at least around Boston, just assume everyone's Mexican.
Right.
You know? And that definitely, like, mariachi music is so strongly associated with Mexico and Mexican nationalism and all that, that, you know, I think for most people to find out that mariachi groups like yours are so diverse, they would be really surprised by that, I think. So I think it's pretty cool. But you know, it's just something I'm trying to understand, in terms of like the you know, you have taquerias that are kind of Mexican themed, you have bars like Rancho Grande that are, I mean, like, what's more Mexican than Rancho Grande, you know? Especially like there's the movie and there's the song and the mariachi music, you know, and yet like when you're inside, it's very different from that, you know.
Absolutely. But Rancho Grande, as you know, is small. I mean, it's a pretty small bar, but it's still, I mean, a lot of people come. I mean, a lot of people would call and they say, "Okay, where are you guys based at? You know, where you play, and what time to what time?" And we bring a lot of people from a lot of different nationalities to check the group out, in order to hire us. You know what I mean? And they like, "Oh yeah, this is what we want, and this is what, you know, this is what we like to do."
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, I mean, we used to play in a bigger place in Riviera. I don't know if you're familiar with Plaza Garibaldi.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. We played there for years, but apparently it's not within the budget at the moment, so we stopped for a while. But
okay.
But that's where we used to do at least a couple of days a week over there.
Yeah. Huh. Now, with the smaller ensemble that you do, like the smaller size group that like when you play with, like, let's say five guys, five or six guys, is it easier to handle requests from the audience, like with a smaller group than with a bigger group? Does that make sense?
It all depends. It all depends what kind of musicians and what kind of singer you have with you. Because sometimes a lot of the requests might not be within, within the group you have, might be not available. It depends with the ability of the musicians you have with you. But for the most part, it's not a problem.
Okay.
Whether it's, a smaller group, it just, it doesn't sound as good.
Oh, you don't think so?
Well, it does sound good, but I mean, when the more people you have, the better sound.
The biggest sound you get, sound and more completely.
Yeah.
You complete more of the style, with a whole group than a part of it,
Now, what's the largest size group that you've had?
10.
10? Okay. And you? 10?
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's. When it's a larger group, it's usually more horns and violins?
More violins,
pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we try to keep both trumpets all the time,
Two trumpets.
Because that's the typical part of the mariachi group, you have to have two trumpets.
Yeah.
To sound like an authentic mariachi group,
Okay.
And, right now, what we're missing with the small group is when we're playing with the small group is pretty much more violins,
Yeah.
Because in a big group, you can see like 6-8 violins, just violins, And that's what is missing right now.
Okay.
When we have a small group. Okay.
I was saying that when with the smaller group, it really seems like it's got like an older sound to it, it sounds like an older mariachi sound from like before the movies and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Less classical maybe. That's kind of neat. And with the accordion in the middle of it, it gives it like a really, it's somewhere between norteño and mariachi.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, that's the thing. You can do a little bit of both. Well, you can't really do a really norteño with mariachi stuff, but that's the closest you're probably gonna get.
Yeah. Does that sit well with everybody? Do you ever have people who say, "Oh, why do you have a mariachi group with an accordion in it?" Or does everybody like it?
Well, I would say 90% of the people are okay with it. I mean, a lot of people around here don't even know how the mariachi is supposed to be, but I mean, the people who really know the mariachi,
Yeah, you always
prefer violin.
You always have a traditional people, who say, the mariachi, the accordion, that's a go with the mariachi.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not that many, We've been put as the way we're doing it right now, with the accordion.
Now, how do you think your group is different from like Veronica's group? She kind of seems to do like those big stage presentations and stuff like that.
Well, it's been a while that I haven't seen her perform, But for what I know, she doesn't have a lot, like a trumpet, for example.
Okay.
For what I heard, I haven't heard her lately,
Yeah.
But maybe that's what it makes it the most different, in the music,
Okay.
If she wanna sing a mariachi music, she have to have the trumpet.
Do you guys or Pepe, do you play to the same audiences or do you have like different crowds, that come to see you play?
Oh yeah, they're all different.
Yeah?
They're all different. Well, I don't know where Pepe's doing these days because my understanding is Pepe's doesn't do very much in the area anymore. Mm. He does stuff elsewhere.
Okay.
I mean, he's been around.
Yeah.
And
was he the first mariachi in Boston? I mean, was anybody doing it before him?
I believe so.
That's what we heard,
Yeah.
Of course, we weren't here, so we don't know. But that's what we heard.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, everyone I've ever talked to kind of says, there's this guy in Jamaica playing here.
Yeah.
You know, but I never saw it anywhere else before that. So, huh. Okay.
Well, he's been here forever. He's been here forever. Take it easy. See ya. So,
okay. Well, hey, I don't want to keep harping on all that stuff. I'm curious. I'd like to just hear a little bit about your own personal background, how you got started doing the music, and, you know, like, where you were born, when you came here, all that kind of stuff. If you're okay with that.
No, that's fine.
Because I I'm a musician myself, and I just like to hear musicians' personal stories.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's weird the way I started. Well, first of all, when I was a child, I was about 9 when I started playing in church. Well, learning how to play the guitar in church, and then I played for a while. I don't know, maybe 2-3 years in church. Then I had to move because of the situation we had back home.
What's
you know, it was typical Sandinistas, armies, war thing.
Right.
That was, you know, that stuff was going crazy. So I had to move to the city. And then when I moved to the city, I never touched an instrument again. Ever since I came here, and I was probably here for, I've got to say, at least a good 5 years before I, so 12, I stopped for, I don't know, around 10 years, I gotta say, without touching any instrument. Mm-hmm. Then I came here, and my brother came after me, and he said, we gotta, you know, why don't we start practicing, and we'll go to church again, and we'll do this, and we'll do that. And then he bought the first guitar, and we started playing around.
Yep.
So I picked one up myself too, and we started, you know, just joking around. We found a couple of our friends, and we just to get together and just, you know,
yep,
for fun. All of a sudden, people started asking us to go to, you know, their houses and start, you know, doing,
yeah,
playing for them, and then, well, it ended up like it was so crazy. Every weekend we were someplace. So we ended up saying, okay, well, and then I met Javier with his group, and I said, oh, this is, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
We gotta try to get, you know, something like that done, because Javier used to play with this kid from El Salvador. His name is Mariano. He is, I mean, he's an unbelievable accordion player.
He's an accordion player.
Yeah, he's awesome. And, you know, I saw him playing the accordion, so I got the thing on my mind,
yeah,
that I wanted to get an accordion myself. And so I played with Pepe, too. I was with Pepe for like 3 years.
Okay.
When I was learning the accordion and stuff like that. And I mean, I'm still learning. Accordion never ends.
Yeah, sure.
But, that's how I got in, and I got picked up an accordion, and I started practicing. Mariano gave me a couple of lessons,
yeah,
you know, before he went back, and then just I started on my own.
Just, okay.
And that's how I, after I was, you know, for I think one of the, for the ever, for the same reason all the musicians leave Pepe, I had to leave, you know?
Right, which is, you don't have to tell me why.
Different ideas.
Gotcha.
So, I left, and then we started, you know, on our own with my brother. And we had this, we started with this planta over in Tijuana. And we've been in Tijuana for a long time. That's where we started. We started,
okay,
our own group over there, and then
How long ago would you say?
I think we have Tijuana's. I gotta say, it's about, what do you think? 6-7 years?
Around 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
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 It gotta be a good 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we started expanding, and a lot of the musicians wanted to come with us, and that's how the group kept getting, you know.
And now there's a place across the street, right, that also has a group, or
it used to be Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah,
okay. They knocked that building down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's no longer there. I guess it's supposed to be a club when it's done.
Huh.
But
okay.
The lot is there.
The construction was supposed to start about 6 months ago, but
and it just didn't
just
start.
A hole, yeah.
Huh.
They haven't started yet.
So,
that's strange.
Yeah. But we still do Tijuana Saturday and Sundays.
Okay.
There in the winter time, on the slow months like December and January, we normally don't do anything on Sundays because it's so slow, you know.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, we just started Sundays back again. And,
okay. Now, how many different places are there, like gigs to play around here, like steady kind of working venues for you guys to play in? You know, it seemed like in Chelsea there was Tijuana's and there was Cinco de Mayo, and then there was one other too, like Casa Mariachi or.
No, we used to have a place called Andariego's up in Methuen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was one of them that we used to do, but the guy went out of business,
huh.
So we're not doing it anymore. Like I said, we were doing Garibaldi, they stopped too, because, I mean, the economy is not doing so well.
Right.
That's one of the things why a lot of the people have stopped for a while.
Okay. You do a lot of house parties too?
Oh, yeah, that's big for us.
Yeah.
Summertime, we probably do about, what, six a week? Six,
oh,
seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is it just like social parties, or is it like
all different
baptisms
stuff.
And all
we
that
do
kind
weddings,
of stuff too?
Birthdays,
weddings,
birthdays.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do a lot of stuff in the convention center down in Providence.
Okay.
For the.
And how old is your audience? Is it all like? Is it all ages, or is it? You know, like.
It's all ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have guys from. I mean, my son was, you know, for a while, and he's only 13, and we have guys 18. 19 up to, you know, 45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And did you, when you first moved here, where did you live? Did you live in Chelsea or did
Somerville?
You, Somerville. Okay.
Well, no, actually, I moved. I was in East Boston for
okay
a little while, and then I lived. I was in Somerville for, I gotta say, for around 12 years, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
It made me laugh one night when I saw you play at Rancho Grande. Somebody hadn't brought the guitar on. And I don't know, you ran out and you found one, like within 5 minutes. Do you remember this?
It was
I think, Juan. Is it?
Oh, Juan forgot his guitar run. I had to get his
okay.
From his Boston.
It just cracked me up. I mean, if I needed to find a guitar run in Cambridge, you know, I'd be like,
where are you going?
You know, but I don't know. Just are there a lot of musicians around? Is it easy to find? You know, like if let's say you get sick and you need to find someone to play guitar on or whatever, you know, like violin, is it easy to find a replacement or?
Well, yeah, it's either yes and no, because sometimes you'd rather be one man short than, because a lot of guys, there might be good musicians, but they're not worth having, you know.
Okay,
I mean?
Yeah.
So,
It's like I said before, you know, many of us, we play different instruments.
Yep.
Like if I play three different instruments, I thought I have three instruments at home, you know?
Sure.
So
yes.
In that case, if he needs something, I just go get it, you know? If
yeah.
I'm not there, he just can send somebody to get it from me or someone out, you know?
Okay.
If you know somebody, that's how you're going to get
yeah,
it. If you know
yeah.
anyone that doesn't, you know,
yeah.
you're not going to get any instrument, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
But normally in a group they have a guy who only plays guitar on. In our group we have three different guys who play three or four different instruments.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
I mean, we
yeah,
have.
I've seen you play accordion. I've seen you play maybe.
Vihuela,
yeah.
Well,
and
guitar. He also plays
yeah,
guitar.
Okay.
Yeah. And like I told you before, you know, I play three different instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other guys, they do.
We have
the
a guy
thing.
Who plays four instruments.
Okay.
Guitarrón, vihuela, guitar, and trumpet.
Oh, wow. Is that Tom?
No, Tom only plays trumpet.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a, we have a kid, a new kid, he came, he plays all those four instruments. Yeah. And we have the other guy from Berkeley who plays that.
He played four instruments also.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
some people have all the talent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool. All right.
And we have another guy who's a trumpet player who's really good with the accordion too. So.
Yeah. When, if you're playing, let's say you're playing some night at Tijuana, and or you're playing at a party, right? Let's say you're just like at a party somewhere in Chelsea, and somebody asks you for like some sort of like Colombian folk song, or like some kind of a song that's not quite in the mariachi repertoire, but it's something that one guy in the band might know. Do you do that? You know, like, do you work that song into the? Like, will you play that for somebody?
Well, normally would, yeah. We'll try. I mean, whatever it takes to, unless it's really something that a lot of people would, but for the most part, it's something that a lot of people would know what it is. And, sometimes you have to do crazy things to make your clients happy. Whether it's,
I understand.
We'll do anything, to please the audience, you know.
Yeah.
If there's an easy song, you're not too tough, you know. If there is one guy in the group who knows it, we try to follow him and try to please that customer, you know. We'll do stuff like that.
Okay.
But if we know for a amount of time, you know, so they can send us the material, you know, any kind of song, and we learn it, you know, we start it, and then we can be ready for that performance.
Okay.
Yeah, normally a lot of people do that, but for the most part, we already know who we're playing for, and like we kind of prepare on what they're gonna be looking for.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. I guess one last thing that I'm curious about is the kind of the charro identity, you know, like the whole like cowboy sort of thing. You know, like when you play a gig, you dress like a cowboy, and I've done a lot of work with old country western musicians in New England, like guys who kind of immigrated here from Italy and Greece and Poland and wherever, and when they first got here, started playing in these, back in the 30s and 20s, and started playing in these country bands as cowboys, you know, and I always, to me, and maybe this is crazy, but there's something about it, I think, that makes sense, you know, like as part of an immigrant identity, you know, it's like this kind of like cowboy identity, you know.
That's actually comes it's a tradition from Mexico. That's where it's coming from. And it comes from...
And that's where it comes from in American country music, too, is from Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's...
So it's just the tip, it's just the style on how it was created, and it was from outside, it's from people out of the city, from the ranch,
where the
macho man typical thing, you know,
that's why,
I mean, that's the feeling I have, unless Javier thinks.
You know, I mean, if I can explain a little better, maybe that's what your question, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The mariachi suit, you have to wear it, you know. Anytime you perform it, you have to wear it, because once it gives you security, you know, you feel secure when you're wearing it, you know. They give you respect from the audience, you know. I mean, it's a different feeling when you're playing the same music and you don't have the suit on. It's completely different feeling inside of you. You know?
Okay.
And I think it's the people see it that way too, you know. If you don't have that suit and you're playing, it's like kind of something is missing right there, you know. And once you put it on, you got that respect from that person in front of you, you know.
Okay.
And you feel that inside of you, and you feel secure, you know, doing what you're doing, you know.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, I mean, it's almost like the same thing if you went to go see like James Brown, you know, play like a soul music, you know, and he wasn't wearing a suit, you'd be like, hey,
something is missing
what?
There.
He's just wearing jeans, you know. It wouldn't seem right.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's about it, you know. I feel like there are a couple other things I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, but his question was where is that typical,
what is coming from?
That's right.
I think I understand a little bit where it comes, like the history of it, you know,
okay.
but I'm more interested in like actually what Javier was saying. Like, I know like if I play a show and I don't dress up for the show, it doesn't seem quite right, you know, and that there's kind of a like putting on like a putting on the mariachi uniform.
It's just different perspective, you know.
Yeah.
From most, I think it's from the people that is seeing you, you know.
Yeah.
Whoever person is there watching you perform, you know, they want to, if you're doing this type of music, they want to see you dressed up, you know, as a kind of, you know, I mean, that's what they're expecting, you know. I don't think if somebody's going to hire us and they say, oh, I have a mariachi, they coming over my house, and we just go like with the regular clothes on, you know, and we're doing the same music, but it's, something is missing there, you know.
Sure.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's about it. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're like the busiest guy in the world.
Well, don't worry about it.
You catch me in the last minute. I'm almost leaving. No, that's cool. That's very interesting.
All right.
Thanks for coming. Yeah.
Well, hey, it's my pleasure. You know, I did want to talk to you about. You talked about maybe wanting to record, make a CD.
Yes.
And I talked to my friend yesterday.
Good.
He's got a recording studio up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And he still wants to talk to you about doing it, what his rates are, and like
good.
All that kind of stuff. I don't know if you're still looking for someone to talk to you about
that. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. He's a really good guy, and not expensive. And,
good.
You know. So,
that's the best part.
Yeah. And it's a good sounding studio too, you know. It's got some good sound booths, but it also has some nice high ceilings for more room sound if you want that.
All right.
So
I'll be interested to meet him and talk to him.
Okay. His name is John. And I think he'll call you in the next couple of days. So
good.
Yeah, but he's a good guy.
Good. We can keep him busy. I mean, Javier is looking to do some stuff too, and
okay.
We can use him.
All right.
Sure.
Sounds good. All right, guys.
All right.
And you haven't heard from the Low Folk Festival people?
They haven't called me. No.
Okay.
No.
They should be.
Yeah.
So I'll get back in touch with them again soon.
Yeah. I think they will, but I just.
All right.